GeoAir for Farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, the first time that I was even started sitting there thinking about mold, it's like, am I really going to build a whole company of looking for mold or sampling for mold? I never would have thought that. It was just kind of all what played out in life.
Alex Adams of Knoxville didn't grow up on the farm, but a business model he's developing could save farmers lots of time and money. It's called GeoAir, and the 25-year-old mechanical engineer graduate from the University of Tennessee got the idea from hearing from his grandfather in Virginia complain about blue mold in his tobacco crop, and with his attraction to aviation, constructed his own drone that could detect mold in a field.
So the drone technology, the real key is we're able to detect the mold before it damages the crops. So this allows farmers to, first off, reduce their use of fungicides. And also, we're able to pinpoint where it is in the field.
Alex Adams and GeoAir are now one of four finalists in the American Farm Bureau's Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge that will be held in Nashville this coming January for a chance to win up to $30,000 in cash to further develop the technology.
I mean, there's a lot of ideas that are going around that people are always kind of juggling. Is this a great idea? Am I the only one who believes in this? And then when you're able to be part of a challenge like that, it helps you validate your idea and lets you know that, yes, other people think I'm going down the right path.
Adam says GeoAir could be used for many crops to detect mold, such as corn or commercial vegetable crops. And as a finalist among the 471 applicants in the Rural Challenge this year, GeoAir has already received $15,000 and could win an additional $15,000 if they win Farm Bureau's Entrepreneur of the Year or $10,000 for the People's Choice Award. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.